is Dickered Up. The official podcast of the Cars Tour is on the air. Presented by Puryear Tank Lines. The Cars Tour, the premier late model stock series. Short track racing at its very best. Stickered Up will feature A-list guests, the hottest topics, race previews, recaps, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If it happens on the Cars Tour, Stickered Up is chewing on it. Here's your host, Stephen Dunn.
Happy race week, everyone. Stephen Dunn, Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the ZMAX Cars Tour Series, presented by Sound Gear. And round one of the late model stock car season is in the books here in 2024. New season, same result 2 weeks ago at Southern National Motorsports Park. We go to our friends at Flow Racing for the recap.
And the field will be in the hands of Chad McCombie through the Death Wish Coffee start zone. And the 2024 season in the KevinStitchYes.com 125 is underway. And they are side by side down the back straightaway to come around and try to lead lap number one. They're almost leaning on each other already as McCombie looks like he'll just edge him out at the line to lead his first lap since New River a year ago.
Youth versus experience. Experience is going to win out on that battle to start this race. McCombie to the lead. Crews not allowing them to get away. They've got a considerable margin considering we're coming around a complete lap two over the third place.
Oh, trouble.
Contact. That's Quapple, the champion, up into the side of McCaskill as they came together on the front stretch.
And that may be the first issue that we have seen here, Eric. Again, last season it was not a DNF once for that number eight car, but there is definitely some heavy damage on the right front fender of the Bass Pro Shop Chevrolet.
As we saw last week, as we got a battle for second starting to shape up here, that's Connor Hall to the inside of Chad McCombie, and Hall has the preferred line on the bottom. He'll take second. 45 consecutive green flag laps is what will bring out a Shitty Crawler's caution, and we will not see that potential competition yellow if we are within the final 15 laps, but it'll be the first time we've ever seen a choose option here in Cars Tour competition here. And speaking of cornering better, here comes Carson Quapple trying to battle his way up to third.
Death Wish Coffee restart zone once again. We'll see what kind of jump Cruz gets, and it's not a good one as Quapple gets a launch on the outside. Cruz has trouble getting from third to fourth gear. Quapple takes the lead. McCaskill jumps up to second.
And in the accordion effect, Bobby McCarty has destroyed the front end of his race car. We stay green. Everybody pointed in the right direction. There's McCarty. Barely could see over the crumpled hood of his R&S race car entry. And he's got a teammate behind him as he looks to try to find safety on the bottom.
Count him six laps to go here at Southern National. Quapple leads him into turn one. Honeycutt trying to hang on the outside. A little bit of contact is Hall. Great drive there for Carson Quapple off of turn number two. Contact further on back between Honeycutt and Chase Burrow. This is the battle for fourth now. Burrow trying to hang on with all of that damage, but four laps to go. Connor Hall trying desperately to do anything to chase down Carson Quapple as Burrow gets the best of that battle with Honeycutt.
As you said, Blake, the fans around this racetrack are watching Chase Burrow at work in a big way. He's up to fourth, now trying to hold on to that spot. Hall having to dig deep. He's about a car length off of the race leader and Carson Quapple as they exit turn two and down the backstretch. It'll be two to go this time by. Hall sends it in deep into three.
Quapple definitely got fired up earlier in this run, but Connor Hall trying to chase him down. If it takes a couple of laps for this car to come in, we'll see it now. Two car lengths separate your top two runners as they'll come around this time. You see how much Connor Hall trying to send it into turn number three. He's going to have to do some more as white flag in the air. One more trip around Southern National Motorsports Park. Carson Quapple looking to defend his title and doing so in the best possible fashion as he's going to come off of turn number four and win the KevinSaysYes.com 125 at Southern National Motorsports Park. Connor Hall second and Deke McCaskill rounding out your top three.
New season, same result. Carson Quapple, the two-time defending Cars Tour champion, crosses the start-finish line first. Connor Hall second. Deke McCaskill third. Chase Burrow, who actually started in the rear of the field, charged all the way up for a top five in fourth. Caden Honeycutt was fifth. Brett Cruz, who driving for Kevin Harvick, led a bunch of laps. He finishes sixth. Minnie Tyrell, good effort for him in seventh. Clay Jones, the local, he finished eighth. And Trayvon Lefkowitz, he's ninth. Bobby McCarty, which basically looked like a modified running around there the last 25 laps, he's able to rally back for a 10th place finish. 33 cars took time on Sunday afternoon. They only started 30. And just to show you the competitiveness of the Cars Tour, Stephen Nassy, who is a super late model hot shoe, did not make the field. A former Cars Tour winner in Jonathan Finley did not make the field. And last year's most popular driver, Landon Huffman, did not make the field. Again, 30 cars took the green flag. And, man, it was action-packed. Again, Carson Quapple, your winner. After that contact with Neat McCaskill early on in the race, didn't affect him. He was able to get his first win of the year as the late model stock cars will head to New River All-American Speedway this Saturday night. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out for the Stickered Up. When we come back, we will talk with the man that finished second, the hottest name in the Cars Tour in silly season, Connor Hall, driver of the number 22 for Nelson Motorsports. You're listening to the Stickered Up podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. Courier Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Purrier has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Purrier driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Purrier racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivepurrier.com to learn more.
We're laser cutting and CNC bending. GeoCut for media blasting and surface conditioning. GeoCut South Boston, Virginia for powder coating. GeoCut on demand laser cut parts. Just go to geocutfabrication.com. Upload your part drawing. Select the material and quantity and then see your instant quote immediately with the option to order right then and there. 434-201-4824. GeoCutFabrication.com. 611 Railroad Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. One part or 1 million parts. GeoCut has you covered.
What's up, everybody? It's Keely with the Car Store, and you're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast with Stephen Dunn.
Green flag back in the air. This edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the ZMAX Cars Tour Series presented by Sound Gear. Joining us via the GSX Wraps Hotline, the second place finisher from a couple of weeks ago at Southern National Motorsports Park. He's driver number 22 for Nelson Motorsports. He is also the 2023 NASCAR National Champion, Cars Tour winner from a year ago at Langley Speedway, Mr. Connor Hall. Connor, welcome back to the Stickered Up Podcast.
What's up, man?
Not a whole lot, man. You're a busy dude. You know, you had a solid, you know, second place finish at Southern National in the Cars Tour opener. Obviously, not what you were hoping for. Obviously, wanted that win, but man, aside from that, you had a pretty good speed weeks down at Southern National Motorsports Park. You picked up three wins with the late model events that they were having at Southern National. Talk a little bit about your week a couple of weeks ago there at Mike Diaz's place.
Yeah, so we sadly we rained out Wednesday. We went down Thursday, found ourselves in contention the first race on Thursday night, and just kind of got shuffled out of the lead, and ended up winning the second race that night. Then the following night, we sat on the pole and ended up winning both races that night. So it was really, really good to, I guess, find early success and just kind of run through the paces as much as possible with a new group. It's the beginning of a new season and with a new group. So it's I always joke, even if you're with the same team, it's the first week together, it's like going back to school. You got to relearn how to load the trailer, you know, just kind of do the simple steps over and over again to, you know, master the basics. So, just like I said, it's just meant for pure exercise, and you know, we accomplished what we were looking to do, and that was gain seat time together and, you know, knowledge for Sunday's Cars Tour race.
Connor, that obviously the move to Nelson Motorsports, you drove for Chad Bront in the Cars Tour for a couple of years, great success over there with that group, and then the announcement came out towards the end of last year that you were going to be the pilot of the 22 for Nelson Motorsports. Talk a little bit about what went into that decision and making that transition from Chad over to Barry. And what is your hope and what is your expectation here for 2024 with that change?
Yeah, so at the time, Chad came to me and pretty much was like, hey, I think I have some opportunity maybe that will put him back racing on the national schedule, because he was a crew chief for a really big ARCA program and then also did some truck stuff here and there, even some Xfinity stuff. So I pretty much thought he had another crew chief job up his sleeve maybe. So I kind of had just banked on running my personal program, maybe in just some select car store races, but to just run for another Langley Speedway track title, because at the time I kind of had envisioned maybe that this was going to be the start of my descend, as crazy as that sounds. But I just kind of thought, you know, I was getting a little older. I didn't really have any set plans, and it just kind of felt like I was in no man's land at the moment, even after all of the success we had in 2023. So at Martinsville, I bumped into Barry, and we just started some light conversations, and then it progressed as the winter went on. And then I believe it was perhaps late October, early November that, you know, Barry decided to make it official. And, then, you know, we kind of just jumped right to work early to mid November. And I think it's been paying dividends ever since.
Obviously Nelson Motorsports has a winning pedigree in the Cars Tour. You know, Barry is, Bobby McCarty, a three-time champion, you know, Caden Honeycutt won a couple of races over there for Barry as well. You know, and Landon Huffman obviously winning the 30,000 last year at Tri-County. So obviously it's a winning pedigree, but what do you think that you bring to Nelson Motorsports that gives them the opportunity, gives you the opportunity to run for a Cars Tour championship in 2024?
I think as far as what I bring to the program, I guess, Mr. Nelson and the rest of the team just maybe thought that I would, be a good fit for the program. I think, all the credit needs to go to them. I think their new crew chief, Matthew Eshelman, is as good as they come. And I think that he's really going to be something special one day. I think they just have a really good core group of guys over there. And last year was a little bit of a rebuilding phase for them, as we all know. And I think they have, overcome the hurdles that were, thrown at them. And I think we're starting to definitely point the ship in the right direction. And I guess, Mr. Nelson just felt like it was, perhaps I was the guy to fit the task at hand. So it's a real honor to be able to drive for a program like that. I always joke that Mr. Nelson is the Rick Hendrick of late model stock car racing. And, it's something I've always dreamed of doing. And, I'm very thankful for Mr. Nelson and the rest of the program.
Now, there are a lot of parallels there. You know, Mr. Nelson, he owns car dealerships, and Rick Hendrick owns car dealerships, and he's got championships in the Cars Tour, and obviously Mr. Hendrick's got championships in the Cup Series. So that's actually a pretty cool parallel that you made there. Connor, I want to go back and talk a little bit about 2023. You started off, contending for a Cars Tour championship. And on off weekends, you decided you wanted to, load up the family car, head over to Langley Speedway and have a little fun, as you said. And then you started winning races, and then you won more races, and then you won more races. And you ended up in a national championship contention on the NASCAR side. And it kind of swayed your season a little bit. You're missing a couple of Cars Tour races there towards the end of the season to chase that national championship. Now that you've had some time to let that sink in, man, talk a little bit about what that national championship on the NASCAR side means to you, looking back at it now.
So to me, it's really cool in the fact that I grew up a Legends car kid. And as a Legends car guy, the natural progression always seemed to be late model stock cars after that. So I always, had my eyes set on that, and I would, I'd watch people like, Philip Morris, and Philip's really the one that I paid attention to a lot just because of him being a Virginia native, but also Lee Pulliam. And I would just run home from school like every day, mainly Mondays or Tuesdays, because there was a gentleman from Virginia that would go to all these different racetracks and he would film all the highlights. He would put together all the race highlights. And I would go home and just sit there at the computer until my mom would kick me off of it. And I was just like, holy cow, like, these guys are like I thought that they were going to be like, I thought they were like the next Dale Earnhardt. Like, I thought it was just awesome. And I never really thought I'd get to that point. So to get to late model race, let alone to find the success we did, was really cool. Cause early in my late model career, I always, I had a lot of chances to win races early in my career, thankfully, but I always seemed to lose them to guys like Lee and Phillip when they would come, or Peyton and then when they would come to Langley to race. And looking back on it, they were always there to race to try to win the national championship because they were on their off weekends from Sobo.
Yeah.
And like I said, just to kind of grow up, at one point, feeling like a pawn in the big chess match, to finally win that chess match was pretty cool to me.
Talking with Connor Hall here on the GSX Raps Hotline, Stickered Up Podcast. And Connor, you've already people may or may not know, but you've already racked up 5 wins on the NASCAR side here in 2024 very early on. Again, there's 3 wins at Southern National. You went to Hickory for their opening night. You were able to win one of those twin races, and then you headed to Florence this past weekend and were able to capture a checkered flag. And it's got people thinking, got people wondering, is Connor Hall going to try to make an attempt to repeat as a national champion and try to capture a Cars Tour championship all in the same year?
Yeah, I mean, I would say as far as the Nationals concerned, I think we're just going to race for fun. Not every week's going to be a slave away on the car until I can hardly get any hours of sleep and head down the road hours and hours and hours and just – feel like I have to get these races in or I'm going to be, I'm going to fail at a goal at hand. If it's a nice off weekend and I want to go out in my new boat or something and hang out with my girlfriend, I think I'm going to do that. But mainly I think that stems from, I understand the opportunity that's being provided to me from Mr. Nelson and the rest of the group there. So we're just going to, grip that wheel as hard as we can and, stay elbows up on the task at hand, and that's trying to win a Cars Tour championship. So, like I said, if we race for fun and happen to get 18 races in throughout the year and it pans out, then that's great. But our number one goal this year is Cars Tour championship.
Speaking of spending time with your girlfriend, Lindsay, you guys did something. You had a race on Saturday, but you also had a race on Sunday. Talk about your first marathon.
Half marathon.
So basically a twin race, not a full race.
Yeah, we won the first twin, and then didn't risk the car in the second half. So it was cool. So I've always been a pretty decent runner, but admittedly have fallen into the mid-20s laziness where I just stopped working out and just kind of was focusing on trying to build a career and stuff like that. And then I actually threw a good buddy of mine, Greg Stumpf at Off Axis, and another good friend, Nick Payne. We all just, the three of us, started to try to keep each other accountable. And then Greg being a big runner, Greg put me up to a bet that I couldn't run if I ran more miles than him a certain week in the year, I think it was January 1st or January 7th, that he would, we had a little deal worked out as far as the wagering. And then I got up like 35 miles that week and failed because my foot was killing me. But long story short, it got me back into the running. And I was like, man, this is good for me. Like, I can tell I'm not as worn out in the car, et cetera. So
yeah.
It's just gotten to a point now where I think it's, you find most successful people in life tend to do 2 things, and that's wake up early and also take care of themselves as far as like body, mind kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's just definitely something I've started doing. I try to hit the gym in the morning and then, do a run in the evening if I'm able to.
Connor, I was going to walk into my next question. As far as your fitness and as far as taking care of your body and what you put in your body, a lot of people, like, you know, local short track guys, they don't really think about that. How important is that for you as a driver in the car to be at a higher level of fitness? As far as people always say, you fall out of the seat. Have you been able to tell a difference, you know, in your first few races here in to start 2024? Have you seen the benefit of running and doing better as far as your health?
So I would be ignorant to the fact to say that I didn't notice a change. One thing that I thought was really cool to me is actually during that half marathon, my heart rate never got really above about 145 beats per minute, which was pretty awesome actually.
Yeah.
And I think the science behind it is the better shape you're in, obviously, the less taxing, you know, the process of driving the car is going to be, and then entail you tend to make better decisions when you're not slam tired.
Yeah.
So if it comes down to a green white checkered decision, and I'm in good shape and the guy beside me hasn't done anything to better himself, that's just perhaps one more percent better than he is at making that race winning decision. So, as we all know by the title of the article NASCAR released when I won the national title, I am a fan of my fried Oreos and my sweet tea. But at the same time, I think I've made a very conscious effort to better myself physically. And like I said, honestly, it's just kind of like Deion Sanders, feel good, play good. You know, if you feel good, you know, you're going to feel better about yourself and you're going to have more pride about yourself. And, you know, it's just a compounding thing. It starts as a small choice, and then that small choice to better yourself turns into the snowball turns into an avalanche, and then you look back a year later and you're down 20 pounds and you feel way better and you're performing better. And, you know, it's just, I'm just trying to make it a lifestyle, not something that I do in order to try to receive, in order to try to receive just benefits.
Yeah, for sure. And like I said, you and I and your spotter, Bo Gerken, we were actually talking about that, like the suit that you had when you were sized for your Nelson suit's too big now because you've leaned up and you've turned some of that into muscle. So kudos to you for doing that. Connor, I want to take a look ahead to this coming weekend, New River, All-American Speedway, the site of your first career Cars Tour win a couple of years ago. Are you excited to get back to New River? Cause it's a race that you did miss last year, in your hunt for the NASCAR championship. And, you know, what can we expect, do you think, at New River on Saturday night?
I don't, as far as me, I'm excited. I was bummed about missing that race last year just because I usually tend to run pretty well there. Had success in the Chad Bryant car, finished second in the Hedgecock car, finished second in my car there. So I think it might just fit my driving style per se, but I think the racing is really good. I enjoyed the chess match of the low grip places. As far as how the race is going to play out, I've been a terrible interviewee, I guess, with this question when I've been asked, because it's all going to be predominantly on how that the new tire, the new Hoosier ST2, performs. That's going to kind of dictate the way the race is ran. I said I would probably be better at giving this answer maybe five races into the season after I've had a chance to kind of play around on it. But just the way that Southern National played out, I don't think you'll see anything too different with the way the tour is this year.
Yeah.
The tire is a little harder, which they hope was going to maybe negate some tire wear and make the longevity of the tire better. I don't know how effective that is yet because, you know, these first two tracks we're going to are absolute cheese graters.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think you could somehow figure out how to form a brick into a circle and you would still wear them out if you brought them to those two racetracks. So I think we'll see our biggest differences at places like, you know, maybe like an Ace Speedway or, you know, a Caraway, something that might be in the intermediate tire wear zone. I think
yeah.
your your high grip stuff's going to be great, and your low grip, you know, your low grip stuff's going to tear the tires up no matter what you bring.
Connor, it takes a ton of people to get you to the racetrack, and you've got a lot of great partners. I want to give you an opportunity to thank all those partners before we get you out of here.
Yeah, so like I said, I'm still learning them, but my main one obviously is, you know, Mr. Nelson and the Autos by Nelson group. I know we have Black's Tire, Castrol, Napa, Blue Ridge Color Company, Palmetto Auto Auction, Black's Tire, if I didn't say them already. Toyota, actually on the manufacturer side, they've been helping Barry out a little bit this year. So it's just, like I said, it's a real privilege to have the opportunity to drive for him, and, you know, just looking to make the most of it for 2024.
Well, Connor, best of luck to you this weekend at New River All-American Speedway, and we'll make the promise that we make everybody. Go out there, grab you a checkered flag, and we'll have you back on next week to talk about it.
10-4. Sounds like a plan.
That's Connor Hall, driver of the number 22 for Nelson Motorsports on the Cars Tour side. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out on this segment of Stickered Up. When we return, we will preview this weekend's event at New River All-American Speedway. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. GXS Wraps is your one stop for all your vehicle and motorsports graphics needs. Since 2018, GXS Wraps has offered turnkey solutions including design, printing, and installation of premium final graphics for fleet vehicles, personal vehicles, and race cars. 100% of our services offered are completed at our 4,800 square foot facility located in Apex, North Carolina. Check us out on the web, GXSWraps.com, or give us a call, 919-213-0371, to get started on your next wrap. GXS Wraps, the official graphics partner of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast. Adam Zirkel, Performance Technologies, video overlays powered by Racetrace. Compare your driving line around the track against the best and see how you stack up against the competition. They get every lap, every car. Available at every Cars Tour event. New for 2022, Trackside IT services, and they can set up a network exclusive to your needs at the racetrack on race weekends. Contact Adam Zirkel, 434-222-8947. That's 434-222-8947.
Hey, this is Brandon Willard waving the flag for the Cars Tour. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
White flag out this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast for the Z-Max Cars Tour presented by Sound Gear. Second round of the 2024 season on deck this weekend at New River All-American Speedway for the late model stock cars. They will take 125 laps, green flag laps, around the historic racetrack on Saturday night in round two. And action will begin on Friday afternoon with practice for the late model stock cars. They start at 3:30. They'll go to 4:30 and then 2 30-minute practice sessions after that. Pits will close at 6:30. Everybody will be back on the property Saturday afternoon. The first practice for the late model stock cars will be at 1:15. Final practice for the late model stock cars at 2:15. Both of those 30-minute practice sessions. Single car qualifying for the late model stock cars will take place at 5 o'clock. There is a meet and greet this weekend on the front stretch. That'll take place from 6 to 6:40. Pre-race ceremonies at 6:50. And then the National Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram 250 will take the green flag at 7 o'clock. The Bandos for 20. The Grand National Super Series is also on the property this weekend. They will run 75 laps. And the green flag for the late model stock car, 125-lap portion, that will take place at 8:30. They will be followed by a 30-lap Legends feature and 25 laps for the Bombers. Taking a quick look at the entry list for this weekend's festivities at New River All-American Speedway, 23 of the finest late model stock car drivers are on the pre-entry list. They include Deke McCaskill, Ronnie Bassett Jr., Brendan Queen, Andrew Grady, Brandon Pierce, Bobby McCarty, our most recent winner and two-time champion, Carson Quapple, Buddy Iles Jr. Mason Diaz will be driving for Jimmy Moore this weekend in the 14. Ryan Millington, Logan Clark, Chad McCombie, Connor Hall, Cade Brown, Cody Dempster, Brett Cruz, Landon Huffman, Bryce Applegate. Isabella Robusto makes her return to the Cars Tour in the number 55 this weekend for Lee Pulliam Performance. Landon Lewis, Katie Hettinger, Minnie Tyrell, and then Josh Kosnick will be in the 95 this weekend for Jacob Hefner, who just got married this past Saturday. So congratulations to Jacob and his new bride, Morgan. Hopefully they are on a beach somewhere very far away from a racetrack honeymooning. So again, 23 late model stock cars on the pre-entry list for this weekend's festivities at New River All-American Speedway. If you can't make it to Jacksonville this weekend, we encourage you to catch all the action on Flow Racing. I want to thank those people that help Stickered Up come to you each and every week. We couldn't do it without them. Friends at Pereer Tank Lines, GeoCut, Adam Zirkel Performance Technology, GSX Wraps, and as always, our friends here, Morgan Patrick and Dave Perkins at Broadcasting Experts. That's the checkered flag on this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Dunn.
Be sure to share this podcast. New episodes of Stickered Up will be available wherever you download your podcasts.